All right, I want to preach this morning. Psalms chapter 57. Psalms chapter 57. You please be much in prayer for me as I bring this message. Psalms 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great under the heavens, and thy truth under the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Let us pray. Our Father, Lord, bless unto us the public reading of this, your holy word. God, help me today as I stand, God, before you. God, as I relay the message, God, you've given me. Help me, Lord. Give me liberty and freedom. God, give me your power, your spirit. God, your strength. God, touch us. Speak to our hearts. God, give us today exactly what we need. Lord, we ask you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. After much prayer this week and just trying to listen to God, he has settled me on this message. You know, there are times when rebuke is needed. There are times when reproof is needed. This is not those times right now. There are times even just simple teaching is needed. Then there are times like this, that just a simple word of encouragement is necessary. I'm reminded of a lesson I learned years ago whenever I was a pastor. I tried to straighten out members that gave me some problems. And I preached for weeks, tried to straighten them out from the pulpit. And you know, after several weeks of doing that, the Lord reminded me, Brother Brad, a very simple truth. Goats can eat anything and get nourishment. They can eat paper, and they can live on paper. They can eat briars, they can live on briars. They can eat anything, goats can. And all I was doing, God said, you're just feeding the goats, and you're letting your sheep, your flock, starve. So this morning, I'm just going to try to help the sheep, encourage the flock, and feed them. And I'll let God worry about the goats. Amen? And God will take care of the goats. Whenever we lived in Wales, we lived at the foot of a mountain. The Welsh call it the Balk. In English, that just simply means the pass. It was a mountain road which separated our little town and our little village, or our little vale of Ogmore Vale, our valley, with the Rhondda Valley. And many times I've traveled over that road in the rainstorms, especially in Wales. It always rains. And as I did travel that bulk road, I noticed more than once in that rain, that driving rain many times, that those sheep that were grazing in an open field, they would back themselves in to a rock crevice for protection. Every time I saw that, and every time I remind myself of that, I'm reminded of my rock, my refuge, my fortress, my Jesus. We are not immune to storms just because we're saved. We still have problems. We still have trials, persecutions. We still have troubles. That's just the sad but true fact. These things may take on many faces and many forms. It may be financial, may be business, may be health problems or family problems. These things, they come to discourage us, depress us, distress us. But while we're in the storm, the Lord wants us to rest in Him until the storm passes by. Here, David is running from King Saul. He's hiding in the cave Adullam. He cries out in verse number 1, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, O God, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed," or until these storms and these troubles pass me by. When these storms surround you this morning, as they engulf you, what do you do? Do you break? Do you give up? Do you take the easy way out? You wring your hands and walk the floor? Worry? Turn back on God? Storms are going to come. And God wants us to remember a few things in the storm. He wants us to remember the performance in the storm. The storms of life, they come, they go, and our ability to withstand them lies from one very important fact: the performance in the storm. No, it's not your performance or my performance I'm talking about. Notice verse 2. "I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me." Brother, I'm talking about His performance in the storm. Our performance is secondary without His performance. Our performance would be impossible. We'd never stand the storm were He not performing all things for me. So we look and see what is our responsibility in the storm. Simply flee to Him. Simply make our way to Him. Come to Him and rest. You say, preacher, how is that done? It's done through prayer. Look at Psalms 27 and verse number 7 and 8. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. In verse 12, deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, listen, David knew how to pray. He knew how to get a hold of God. He knew how important it was that whenever the storms hit, the calamities come upon him, whenever things began to engulf him, he knew how important prayer is. Too many times we in this day, brother, forsake prayer and forget about prayer and don't go to prayer. But listen, we must. That is our responsibility today. You say, how else? What else are we to do? In Psalms number 119 and verse number 49, David says again, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Brother, it's the word of God that helps us. It's the word of God that encourages us. It's a word of God that holds us up many times. In verse 113, he said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Brother, today, listen, if we cannot get to God in prayer and we cannot get to God through His Word and let His Word speak to us, brother, we are gone. We are all men most miserable. We, friend, have gone, brother, unto the uttermost. But, brother, I'm glad His Word still speaks to us. I remember years ago whenever we came home from Wales, I didn't know what we were going to do. I looked for a job, tried to find a job. I tried to find something. I was praying, and it seemed like I prayed and prayed and prayed and never could get through to God. And, brother, I thought He was through with me. I thought, well, this is it. He's just thrown me away. He just set me aside, put me on a shelf. And I went over to Isaiah chapter 41. And God showed me these verses. Verse number 9. 41 verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, notice, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee. And not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Don't tell me God's word can't help us. Don't tell me that God's word can't speak to us. Brother, today without that, I don't know where I would be this morning. Our responsibility is to get to Him. His responsibility to perform all things well. He shelters me. Aren't you glad for the sheltering hand of God? He says in Psalm 17, in verse number 8, in verse number 9, keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. God, just shelter me from those that try to destroy me. In Psalm 61 and verse number 3, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Is he your shelter today? Is he the one that you flee to and you get help from and protection from? Oh, listen, he ought to be your shelter. What else is his performance? He strengthens me. In 119 again, let me get to it. Psalms 119 and verse number 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Lord, I'm about to go under. Lord, the heaviness is pulling me down and dragging me down. My soul is melting. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. I'm glad he strengthens us and helps us. In Psalms 27, verse number 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Listen, we get our strength from God and him alone. His job, his performance is to sustain us. I'm glad he said in Psalms 37, in verse 25, David said, I've been young, but now I'm old. I don't know how old David was when he wrote that, but I have been young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He sustains us. Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall have need of nothing because he's my shepherd. We see the promise in the storm. Verse number 3, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and truth. As I endure the storm, I'm overwhelmed at his promises. It's only in the storms that we can learn some of his promises. We can learn that he will save us. He will rescue us. When we run to him, he will save us. Our help comes from the Lord, which maketh the heaven and the earth. He'll save us from the storm. Or he'll deliver us in the storm. He may save us in the storm, as he did the disciples in Matthew 14, by walking on the water, walking to us. But we should not be overwhelmed, overtaken by any storm. Said he will send forth mercy and truth. These two things, mercy and truth, they stand this morning as grand and great armies ready to be deployed by God. Whenever he sees his child going through the storm and needs a help, he gives us his mercy and his truth. He gives us mercy to protect us from those things that would destroy us. And he gives us truth to vindicate us in the eyes of our enemies. He said in the last part of verse number 1, I will take my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Listen, they are ending. Storm's going to end. Sun's going to come out again. Birds going to sing. God's going to bless. But we got to go through the storms sometimes. You notice the perils in the storm. Verse number 4, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are as spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. David said he reclined. He just kind of laid down, made himself a bed in amongst the dangers and the perils that would destroy him. He said again in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, let me see. Let me turn to it just real quick. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, a sheep, for they tell me, Brother Brad, you would know, a sheep can't rest where there's turmoil. They won't rest. They won't lay down. They won't drink. They won't eat unless there's a peace. And friend, David said, even in the midst of my enemies, I can lay down and rest even in that. Friend, today, even though the lions roared, even though the fire surrounded him, even though men fought and spoke evil of him, David rested in God. Daniel endured the lion's den. The three Hebrew men endured the furnace of fire. David stood before Goliath in the battle. And let me turn to that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 45. Then said David to the Philistine, how comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield? But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Listen, he said, you may come to me with all of this armor, all of these battle weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord my God. The tongues of men may wage against us, but I'm glad today we can go to him in all of these things. And then last thing, and I'll be done. We notice verses 7 through 9, the praise in the storm. Oh, it's hard to praise him. It's hard to praise God whenever the storms is beating against you and you think you're going to drown. It's hard. I grant you. David said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, I have made up my mind. I have fixed my heart. I'm praising you. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord. Among the people, I will sing unto thee among the nations. If God cannot get praise from us through another avenue, he will allow storms in our lives. He will get praise either through the good times or through the bad times. So friend, I will just go ahead and praise him. I just go ahead. You say, preacher, I don't feel like praising him sometimes. You don't have to feel like anything. You just praise him. Amen. David said his heart was fixed. It was prepared. He said, I'm set on go. I'm just waiting. I'm set on go to praise him. He is worthy today of all of our praise. We that are alive, we that are living, we can praise God. But the Bible said the dead cannot praise God. They don't know what it is to praise God. From Psalms 146 through Psalm 150, I've said this before, but it opens up each psalm with praise ye the Lord. And it closes each psalm with that. Matter of fact, praising God is referred to in those chapters 43 times. So it's important that God's people praise him. And listen, it's done with the mouth. Amen. I mean, we can praise him in our heart, but it's done with the mouth. As we go through these storms, no matter the storm, we got to remember it's him that performs all things for us. It's him that rescues us from the storm. Remember our promise in the storm, that he's there with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Never stop praising him, even in the darkest of the storms. In Habakkuk, as they say in Britain, Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse number 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Sounds like a bad time to me. Sounds like a bad time they were going through. Yet, even then, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Storms, they do come. Can we come and get a song? Just an instrumental to do. Just an instrumental. These storms, they do come. Many times they come unexpectedly, come out of nowhere. Sometimes they come from unexpected sources. David knew this. They come from unexpected sources. In Psalms 41, verse number 9. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted me his heel up against me. They take on many shapes and sizes, but regardless of the size, regardless of the source or severity, he performs all things for me. Father, I ask you, Lord, to please take the message and use it. God, is scattered and feeble, Lord, as I may have been, I pray, God, that you may speak. Have your way, Father. Encourage us, strengthen us, help us, God, during these days. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. While we stand, if you need to come this morning, please come. If you need help, there ain't no better place to get it than right here. You're not going to get help from the world. You ain't going to get help from the things of the world, but you will get help from God. thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your kind attention. And I want to encourage you, try to be back tonight. If for some reason you can't be here, listen to the live stream. I think I've got, now cause it's me, cause it ain't me, friend. You know, it ain't me. But I think I got one of the most important messages that I've ever preached in this church. God's given me for tonight's service. Please, if you can be here, be here. If you can't, listen. Either tonight, sometime this week, listen to the message. 5:30 this evening, 5:30, I want the men that can and will to meet with us in the prayer room. And we've got one order, one item of business we've got to take care of, and we got to decide on. That's all we're going to do. We're going to decide on that item and pray and have service 6 o'clock. So you remember that this evening. Thank you so much for being here. Good to see Brother and Sister Griffith from South Carolina. Y'all do live in South Carolina, right? Got it. Nailed it. But good to have them here. It's Evan's mom and dad, and I guess his brother. Brother? Okay. Go ahead. Sometimes I have messed up in the pulpit. I have. I won't tell you how bad, but I have. But good to have them, and appreciate them being here. And nothing else to be said. I'm going to ask Brother Brad, please, would you dismiss us?